Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be about the instance loot option in Borderlands 3 and why I think it's a good thing. Do want to talk about maybe some potential bad things from this because people aren't happy about it, but I do want to talk about this. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live, twitch.tv/SayNoToRage. I'm probably live right now. Come on in. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button and the subscribe button. That does help me out. So I want to talk about the good, the potential bad, and then the long term. Some people are going to be like, what the frick is instance loot? What is Lono even talking about? Let me explain what it is first. So in games like Diablo 3 and even in Destiny, your loot drops on the ground and it's yours. No one else can see it. And so when you're farming for a gun, if you get it, it's yours. It's on the ground. You run over, you pick it up. Nobody else can see it. Nobody else can pick it up. That's called instanced loot. In Borderlands, traditionally, up till now, the loot's there for anybody to grab, and the term loot ninja was coined for people that would charge ahead, open up chest, charge into the pile of the loot that falls on the ground from a boss, and they just smash the button X, or whatever the button is, you know, on your computer, and pick everything up like a vacuum cleaner. So, in this situation, I had always argued for instance loot because I felt like that was damaging to the player experience in matchmaking. When you're playing with buddies, it's one thing, but I always argued that it should be instance loot just because of the nature of, if I want to play with random people through matchmaking, if I'm playing with some buddies and we're all trying to get stuff, it's always frustrating because you feel this weird pressure to like run ahead and smash the button. The other thing it does is I feel like it promotes duping. So let's talk about the good. This is something that I've been calling for since Borderlands 2 for that reason. It promotes duping. It promotes a weird style of play. You run ahead. You're running through the loot piles. You're playing in a really bizarre way. And then it really, I think, not only does it encourage duping, it discourages you from using matchmaking. If you play and you're wanting to, on a Friday night, your buddies aren't around, and you want to farm a particular boss mission or like a raid boss or something, and matchmaking allows you to do that, right? Hopefully they have matchmaking set up for specific things like that, because that'd be kind of cool to farm with strangers. But you kind of don't want to, because if something good finally does drop, or a version of the weapon that you want finally does fall on the ground, someone could literally ninja the thing, steal it, and then leave your game and not even stick around. What people sometimes would do in those situations would just say, well, at least dupe it for me. You know, you picked it up first, that's fine. At least dupe it for me. And then in the process of duping, they might actually get it stolen from them. And then there were just all these things that could happen that I felt like were damaging to the player experience and kind of unnecessary. I don't feel like it adds value. People are like, oh, that's just the spirit of Borderlands. It really adds a lot of fun. Well, it's an option in Borderlands 3. So if you want to play that way with your buddies and get in arguments and fights, and if you want to continue being a loot ninja, you'll be able to do that in Borderlands 3. So the good news is that you can now play with matchmaking, play with others. You're not going to have people. This is going to discourage people from rushing loot piles and playing kind of weird or not helping with the mission because they want to branch off. They know, oh, there's a chest over here, and they branch off and go over there and get that chest instead of helping you with the mission. I think that can be kind of frustrating. So that's the good. Now let's talk about some of the bad, or people are perceiving that this could be a bad thing. Some folks feel that this isn't in the spirit of Borderlands. They like to have that feeling of, we're all trying to pick up loot, we're vault hunters, we're cutthroats, and we can duel each other for the loot. The truth is, in my opinion, I don't think that's a very, very strong case for this being quote-unquote bad. Number one, because it's an option. And number two, I don't think most people did that. I think a very small percentage of people actually had duels for the weapons, because certain characters are just far and away stronger at dueling than others, making it really, really unfair. Baru and others have indicated this is something you can turn on if you want to turn on Classic. My only concern here with instance loot, I kind of hope that they've put in dupe protection. I just think duping really takes away from the experience of the player, and is a bad thing. Duping lobbies, you know, kind of take over. You go to do a matchmake, and all you do is find people doing duping lobbies where they just throw all their loot on the ground And then they leave and you're like, what am I supposed to do with all this? If you don't want it, then you got to kind of leave and then come back in. So I'm worried this will encourage duping, because if you're both farming a boss and you finally get the dope thing, since it's instant loot, your buddy's going to be like, hey, can you dupe that for me? I'm kind of hoping that they put dupe protection in place. And hopefully as well, this doesn't allow for trolling of lobbies. I hope the way that it's toggled has to be like confirmed and agreed upon by all parties. So if you use matchmaking and, you know, Trolley McTrollface is the host, you don't want them to suddenly turn off instance loot and they pick everything up and it's too late for you to realize. You're like, oh, I didn't realize you turned that setting off. And then you're like trying to scramble and then it's too late. Lastly, let's talk about the long term here, because I have a video about how they could extend the end game. I talked about how they've traditionally done, you know, big DLCs with story and new locations and new bumps to your level, and even new vault hunters. Let's think about instance loot and how this is going to play out long term, because I do think this is going to land probably most often on a quality point for people that are farming. So as I said, I hope they put dupe protection in place, because I think that's one of the long-term value points of this game, is that you can farm for hours and not get what you want, or your buddy gets it and you don't. I think that's a good value point. Duping lobbies, I think, really hurts the game, because you end up getting stuff you're not supposed to get. I've had friends from Borderlands 1 and 2. They did duping lobbies. They did they got the overpowered stuff. They got the mods. A lot of people are like, oh, there's not going to be the ability to do mods because it's going to be in Epic. Well, if Epic eventually opens up modding capabilities, which we're hearing that a lot of the things people want in the Epic store are going to be in there before Borderlands 3 lands. I also hope they consider really kind of controlling mods, because again, I think it can hurt game flow. You end up in a game with somebody and they got modded weapons, they've got modded gear, and they're one-shotting everything, and you know, they're dropping that stuff on the ground. It can break the game, it can make the game unstable, etc. So I hope they think through these things long term. Because if you're going to have instance loot, there is that potential of people that are going to want to use modding duping lobbies to basically circumvent the fact that they can't get the drops that they're, you know, when it drops for their buddies, they're really annoyed. They're trying to get, you know, what, you know, the double penetrating unkept herald, right? And if that's going on, then it could potentially lead to lots of modding and duping that I think ends up working against the matchmaking environment. You want the matchmaking environment to be fun, streamlined, and a good experience for people. My friends played through Borderlands 1 with me, and they actually made me stop playing because they were really, really strong. They ran ahead of me. They killed everything for me, and I got really, really annoyed. The pacing of the game got thrown off, and I actually put the game down and came back to it like 6 months later, and I played with a different group of friends and had a really good time. So you would hate to see the matchmaking and the experiences of new players get sullied by this. I would love to see game extensions line up with farming runs, because instance loot, I think, adds to that excitement. So I would want to see them extending the game, the end game, that farming, that grind. I really want to see that be something they really invest heavily in, is as a value point. Have they been thoughtful about, like, when a boss drops loot, how easy is it to farm that boss? Are we save quitting, or can we just reinstance the area, like leave and come back? When they do new DLCs and they do, you know, new bosses, new environments, I'm hoping that they do new vaults. When they do that, are they going to make that farm and that loot pursuit an enjoyable experience, or is it going to be where you got to jump through hoops and like back out? I think instance loot is a wonderful value point for end game grind, because you can essentially get in a lane with other people, and if they can do this with the matchmaking, be like, yeah, I'm just going to farm this boss today, and you just go into matchmaking And you just farm that boss all day, hoping to get the version that you want. You're meeting people, you're talking about the role that you're looking for, the role that they're looking for, etc., which you think is best. That's a great way for the community to learn. I didn't know about any of those things when I played through Borderlands. I didn't know about the differences between the guns. I didn't know about the differences between the parts. I knew the differences between the manufacturers, but that was about it. So I would say instance loot is one of the best value points they brought to the game with respect to not only matchmaking and playing with other people, but it could also be a really, really good value point with respect to that long endgame grind that people love to do. I mean, if you're wanting to really get in a lane and grind for a gun for a really, really long period of time, you want that content loop to be fun and repeatable and not arduous and cumbersome and frustrating. So all in all, I'm thrilled that it's in the game, thrilled that they're giving people the classic option. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can catch these live, twitch.tv/saynotorage. Come on and hang out with us. We're going to switch to Q&A. As always, please like, share, and subscribe.